This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST at checkout. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADCAST episode number 555. I'm your host, Cheap ED, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's hoping you don't look through his old tweets, Wombat.
Because, boy, would you find things that are mostly boring. I think my more recent tweets are probably more offensive than my early tweets.
You almost got banned from at video game deals.
That is true. That happened this week.
Gotta be careful. Don't.
I know.
Don't.
Well, you know, at video game deals supports a different political philosophy than I do.
That's incorrect.
I understand how it is.
That is incorrect.
Trying to make video games great again. I got it.
Thorbon supports the philosophy of don't create extra work for him, especially from political directions. Once you start getting responses from people with icons in their Twitter name, you know,
I did not get any responses like that. Was he getting different ones?
No. I have.
Yeah, you have.
I'm just
saying. Honestly, that's never actually happened to me.
Right. Thorbon yells at me for doing that too, so don't worry.
Yeah.
As long as we all get scolded by Thorbon. Mm-hmm. Shipp, what did you do wrong?
Yeah.
Recently?
I don't think anything.
Good.
My tweets are pretty low key.
Yeah,
I get upset at myself when I tweet something that anybody could actually get upset about at all.
You think that you blew it somehow.
Right. I think, well, why did I do that? I didn't need to do that.
Right.
I don't need to be upsetting people.
And then sometimes
what this show is for.
I think this afternoon sure is going slow at work. What can I say that'll anger 10,000 people?
Usually what I do is I'll... You know, like most people, the first stop they make when they wake up is to the toilet. And sometimes I'm sitting there for a little while and I bring my phone with me. And sometimes I just tweet something out. And like, I don't even like really even remember tweeting it because it's like the first thing I did within 5 minutes of waking up. And then I'm like, oh, that was a dumb idea. But today I had a good one. I did a funny with, No Man's Sky and Stanley Kubrick, and even Sean Murray retweeted it.
Yeah, so that got a lot of traction for you, as they say.
And you know what that gets me, right?
All the internet dollars.
I got no dollars.
Internet dollars.
Where do you get those dollars? I didn't even get those.
You can use them on social media platforms.
That's all I have to say to that. It's so small.
Yep. Enjoy your social media dollars.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We got nothing here. Did we ever come up with a name?
Buy anything stupid for our homes this week?
I have a million things that are broken that I could tell you about.
I cleaned out the basement.
You said that last week. Did you come up with this week?
I know. But they came and picked up all the stuff, all the charity people. We donated like half, everything in the basement went to charity and they came on Tuesday.
I know. You said this last week.
No, they came this Tuesday.
I know, but you said they were coming.
Yeah, I know.
Now they've come. We've reached the conclusion of this.
Do we have a name for this segment? What's broken this week?
I don't know if that's...
It's not a great name.
It's not that great of a name. Maybe workshop that one.
We're going to workshop the name. We had a situation this weekend where we were going out for dinner, my wife and I. Ty was away on a sleepover, and we were about to go out for dinner, and I went to close the windows in the house, as one would do when they're going out for the night, and my bedroom window, I could not close the window, and, you know, it's an old-ass window, like, almost 70 years old, they have like these, you know, the window latches into the frame. It's a big ass sliding window that's mostly glass with a wood frame. And it's got this, the metal frame has got to connect
to
it.
One of those windows.
Yeah.
You know, like a window.
Glass windows.
It's a glass window with a frame around it.
I'm saying it's huge.
It opens and closes.
It's giant. It's like, I don't know how much it weighs. 80 pounds. It's a modern, you know, the kind of house I live in. It's not like the window on a normal house. The point is, I couldn't close the fucking thing because the metal frame that's supposed to snap in with on the window and on the frame so no air gets in was totally bent out, and it was just stripping off the wood of the window every time I tried to close the window. So I had to bend it back with an envelope opener is what I...
Have we gotten the mailman's thoughts about your window yet?
The mailman doesn't ever see that window. He has no thoughts. The mailman loves me now. Doesn't even have to get out of the car anymore. And I barely get any mail. I'm his best customer. I did get the plumbing fixed. The guy finally, remember that my sink collapsed?
Yes.
Yes.
I had to find a proprietary tool to fix that. Oh, the plumber had to find it. I also was trying to find it, but the plumber beat me to it, and he found one, and it only took forever. But it's great. My sink works now. This ends another segment of don't buy a house ever.
Yeah.
Renting is so cool because we have a problem, and you just pick up the phone like, oh, yeah, my sink exploded. Or
that's what my parents did when they got rid of my house. They rent.
Yeah. I was telling my parents to do that too. Like, oh, my towel rack is loose. Okay, we'll be right there. Yeah.
That's pretty much what they do. They, you know, like the radiator broke upstairs in the summer and the winter, and they just called the landlord.
Everything.
Landlord came.
Any little thing, that's
it,
the best.
And it was like, it turned into this huge issue. If they owned the house, it would have cost them thousands of dollars, right. But they don't own the house.
Right.
So,
I mean, my toilet paper holder fell off the wall, you know, like the metal toilet paper holder.
Yep.
And it sat on the floor of my toilet for like a week because I had to go find the special tool to use to put that fucking thing on. And I'm lazy.
I understand.
If I just had to make a phone call, that would have been great. I'm a big fan of renting.
Yep.
All right. How about some show feedback? Hopefully somebody else is talking about renting.
Well, Dr. Catface Meowmers said he'd like Cheapy to stream his face of frustration when he realizes after killing the final Far Cry 5 territory boss, he still has to do one of those dumb compound rescues before the final mission appears. So you did it.
Well, I didn't stream my face because Twitch, you can't stream use a camera on Twitch on Xbox.
That's weird.
They want you to use Mixer.
I guess so. That's really it. Lame.
It is a little lame, but you heard.
So you finished Far Cry 5, and I guess without spoiling it, do you have any thoughts?
I like weird endings in games, unpredictable endings. So I was actually I'm a fan of the Far Cry 5 ending, and as a fan of the game in general. I think they did a pretty good job. It was fun, certainly. It was the best thing ever. No, but I finished it. So that counts.
Yep.
It gets
I know. I can't believe I finished it too. It's kind of crazy to me. Like, I finished Far Cry 5. I'm not digging too much on the Mars thing. The more I play of it, the less I like it. So
right. Oh, when other parents ask me what I did this summer, I'm going to tell them, well, you know, I finished Far Cry 5. And people watch me. People watched me on the internet finish Far Cry 5. And then they'll move slowly.
That was
away.
Exciting, though. I watched that whole thing. It took you, what, like 2 hours?
Nah, I wasn't even that long. Oh, yeah. It was over 2 days. Maybe over the 2 days. Yeah.
Well, no, because you had to restart from where you left off.
Oh, I'm so bad. The worst thing is that people just see how bad I am. And I'm also worse when people are watching because...
It's hard when people are watching you. I will definitely give you that. It was pretty funny, though, because even I was yelling at you.
Right. You suck.
Just... run to the bunker.
Anyway.
Screaming.
I like the ending. I liked it so much that I told Mrs. Chibi about the ending, even though she didn't watch any of the game, but I just thought that the ending was interesting enough to share with
somebody. It's definitely unique, and it Now, you know, do you think they would carry that into Far Cry 6?
No.
Okay.
And I think most of the Far Cry games have weird endings, don't they? I seem to remember.
They do. They usually, you know, like Far Cry 3, I think, had a fairly supernatural ending.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I don't think I ever finished 4, but
I did not. I don't think.
Finish the one with the lasers.
What else we got? Okay.
5 has lasers. Kaju Bat has to say.
Kaju Bat.
I'm hesitant to bring this to Cheapy's attention, but I immediately thought of the CatCast, and he sent a link saying that karaoke is the most mispronounced word in the world.
Wow, this is so funny because I didn't know that this was here, but we had a conversation last night over dinner about the mispronunciation of karaoke. And I was telling, because Ty and I went to sing that round one this week, and Ty was telling Mrs. Chibi, and he corrected my pronunciation because I said karaoke because I've given up, as you know. And then we had a whole discussion about it, and Mrs. Chibi refuses to give up. She's like, it's karaoke no matter what, basically. And I'm trying to make the point, like, look, if you go to round one and you get online to book a service there and the guy says, hello, may I help you? What are you going to say? You're going to say, can I get a karaoke room or can we do karaoke? And Mrs. Chibi said she would say karaoke.
But she also asked for nachos.
With guacamole.
I need some guacamole with my nachos for karaoke.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mrs. Chibi and I, we don't agree on everything. We agree on a lot of subjects. I've given up. She's still fighting the fight. I feel like she's coming at it from a completely different perspective. Like, if I do that to the guy, he's going to think, what is this bald white asshole talking about?
Yeah, he's going to think you're an asshole. There's no getting around that. There, you're an asshole.
Yes,
exactly.
If a Japanese woman says it, he may say, excuse me, once or twice before she realizes that she's saying karaoke.
And then he'll call ICE.
He'll call ICE. And then there's a free room for everybody. So that's so funny. I have to check out this article.
Yep. There's not much of an article. Oh. It just says that's the most mispronounced word in the world. Yeah. There's not even a list of, like, here's number two.
Nope.
Right. That's great.
So is anyone watching anything interesting?
I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What'd you think of Ant-Man and the Wasp?
I thought it was a good movie.
It is a good movie.
That was...
That's about it, right?
that's about all I thought about Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Did you also agree that you should have left before the second... post credits?
No, I'm fine with that. No, what else am I going to do?
Go home? Beat the traffic?
I didn't find it offensive or anything. No, like the last little.
Did you buy your Teen Titans Go to the Movies tickets yet?
I have not. I don't think it's a thing I need to go rush out and do.
No, I'll tell you how it all is next week.
I think I'll probably go see that with Ty. Is it just a? I don't have to watch the cartoon, do I?
I doubt it. Just like, I'm sure there are inside jokes, and as someone who's seen every episode because my children love that show, I'm sure it'll be funny to me, but I'm sure you don't need to.
Maybe it's got a good Rotten Tomato score, though.
You don't need to. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to pick that up at any point.
I was going to say, I doubt it's going to be cerebral in any way.
Damn. I was hoping for something along the lines of Seven Samurai.
I think Ant-Man and the Wasp, like, that was an example of a movie that you should have not seen any trailers for.
Yeah.
Going in to watch it.
Which I didn't.
Because every instance of how they, like, use their powers in interesting ways.
Yeah, I bet.
Is in the trailers.
Yep. They do that. Every movie does that.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
This one was really bad, though, as far as, like, just not keeping any, like, clever shrinking or growing tricks. Like, it was just all right there in the preview.
And it's, I think for Ant-Man, it's such a big part of the movie, just to see those tricks. If it was Doctor Strange, maybe it wouldn't have been such a big deal. But I don't know, somehow Ant-Man, all those little tricks are real cutesy, mostly.
Right. In the Disney store, they sell the hats that the an ex-con security's hats.
Okay.
I looked at them, I'm like, that's really cool. And they come in like a collector's box, $40 a pop.
That's not cool. The collector's box part
for a hat.
And the $40 part, not cool.
I was like, you know, this was like $20, maybe. And even that would be a stretch. Hmm. But they're way overcharging for those ex-con collector hats.
Tice did say he wanted to be Ant-Man for Halloween.
It's a good choice.
He is small.
I want to be Paul Rudd, so, you know. It's all 6 in one hand, half dozen in the other.
I did finish Luke Cage
season. And?
You were dead on. Like, if that, instead of 13 episodes, if it was 10,
mm-hmm.
even 9 or 8, yeah. There's a few scenes where you're just like, stop talking already.
Yeah.
But I really liked, I thought the best character was Mariah, I thought. I thought towards mm-hmm. the end, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I thought towards the end went a little too far, her character. But I get it. But I thought like the actress that played her did a really good job. And Bushmaster also, like, maybe he was the best character. He wasn't in it that much. You know, Mariah was really like a huge part of the show.
Yeah, it's just, she's really the main villain.
Yeah.
What did you think of Iron Fist?
I actually really liked that episode that he was in. I
know, right? They did a good job with the two of them.
Are they not just going to make Power Man and Iron Fist the next show?
They say that that he's going to be, that Power Man may be more in, Luke Cage may show up more in the next, I don't know, the next season of Iron Fist comes out soon, so who knows.
I would like it if they didn't make another Iron Fist season and just did
and Power just Man did and the Iron two Fist. Of them.
But I do like, I think they should continue having Luke Cage as its own thing. It's a little more interesting than some of the other shows. Yeah, and also it wasn't as, I mean, there's plenty of violence in it, but somehow, even with like all the decapitations and everything, it seems less gory than a lot of the other Marvel shows on Netflix. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy.
Because compare Jessica Jones, where it's just like, I mean, there's a lot of just flat out blood in that.
I think they rely on it a little more on those other shows because they just don't, it doesn't have the characters.
Even Iron Fist was like, there were some just
Iron Fist also disgusting. Doesn't have that. Yeah, doesn't have those characters.
And they didn't have, even though this was super violent, plenty of death and even like decapitations, it seemed the most tame by a lot. Like just, yeah, I don't think I had to cover my eyes in this one, which is very rare.
What's going to be interesting is to see what they do with season 3 of Luke Cage.
The ending was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, the ending was pretty cool. I don't want to say anything.
Spoilers. The Godfather-esque ending.
I was just going to say that.
You can say that.
So I was like, would that be a spoiler?
No, that's not cool. A spoiler. I loved it. And I was squealing when that happened.
When that scene, yes. Like the shot for shot. Yeah.
Mrs. Cheapy was sitting next to me. I'm like, oh, it's Godfather. Look, they're doing Godfather. It's Godfather.
Yep. That was pretty cool. Shot for shot.
All right. What else we got? No, it was exciting. I was excited. I was really excited. Uh-huh. I saw Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was not ready, Player One. That's
I didn't buy it, by the way.
I decided
not to.
Oh, was it on sale somewhere? You had a deal opportunity?
Yeah, $5. I could have bought it for $5 and I passed.
I don't know who it's for necessarily. And I don't know why Steven Spielberg just like looked at that script and said yes. I mean, they must have offered him an insane amount of money.
I'm going to go with money.
Insane.
He likes money.
But there's just not much to it. It just feels like the whole movie they're explaining to you, like people like VR for some reason. And they don't really explain why VR is so.
I think they assumed that it would have caught on by the time this movie came out.
They just like skip right to like the future, and it's like, yeah, everyone lives in this world where VR is a huge deal, but because life sucks so bad, but.
That was Columbus, Ohio.
It was, actually. Wasn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
But it looked okay. Like, it didn't look that bad, really. And I don't know.
Well, I would hope it would look okay. I mean, that's a big draw of it.
See, that's the weird thing. I hadn't seen any trailers really, and I didn't realize like a huge portion of this movie seems to be CG. Like even the actor.
Sure, that's how the book is.
Because he's like, it's his avatar. He's playing his avatar.
Yeah, it's his avatar.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like very much about this movie. There's an extended Shining sequence. You know, the movie The Shining.
Like, uh-huh.
Like, Ty's not going to want to see this.
Yeah, that's a weird choice.
Yeah, and it's not just like a quick like Shining mention, like pop into the world, the Shining world, and pop out.
It wasn't just in a list.
Yeah, it wasn't. Right, it wasn't just being read to you as a list of the things that happened, 30 years ago.
Somebody now, was driving my around son, in a door that was getting busted down.
My son asks me regularly when he's allowed to watch The Shining. I don't know how he knows about it,
right.
But it's been literally years. So would this be the best way for him to be able to watch The Shining so he could stop asking me?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, it feels like about a 5-minute sequence. It's probably not that long, but you know,
and
you got the whole
like,
blood.
See, you saw The Shining, leave me alone.
It's basically like a bunch of hits from The Shining, like Shining's greatest hits. You got the blood coming off the elevator. You got the twin girls. You got the bear getting a blowjob. Maybe you don't have that. You got the bathtub, freaky bathtub scene. It's kind of weird.
Old lady in the bathtub?
What's that?
Old lady
in
the bathtub?
Yeah, old lady in the bathtub. And the whole, I'm like, when this is happening, I just can't understand. I turned to Miss TV, like, why is this happening? Now, is this a movie about like 80s nostalgia? This is not, and it's supposed to be fun, like, you know, Iron Giant, Back to the Future, blah, blah. But there's no fun in The Shining.
No,
that's
there
is dark,
not.
That's a dark, dark movie. And it's pretty fucked up in a lot of situations, a lot of parts. So, yeah, I didn't like it at all. And halfway through, like...
That just makes me want to see it, by the way.
I know. Mrs. Cheapy, we almost didn't make it through. Mrs. Cheapy wanted to bail halfway through. And I was like, no, we just got to stick it out. But I do not recommend Ready Player One.
Did you ever... Because this is on Amazon Prime Video now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Batman and Harley Quinn?
No, but DC the reviews were pretty negative.
It is so bad.
Yeah,
it's really bad. And luckily it was a train watch. Like I didn't like sit there and watch it like a person.
Is it rated R?
It's rated PG-13, but it is not appropriate for children.
Yeah,
at all.
No,
and it has two musical numbers for some reason.
It's just called Batman and Harley Quinn.
It's called Batman and Harley Quinn. It's on Amazon Prime. It's free.
It's one of those movies that on the box, if you were to get it on the box, it says not appropriate for children.
Yeah, it is not appropriate for children. There's some superhero sex in it and some swear words. So, yeah. Yeah. I did watch Raiders of the Lost Ark with Elliot. He saw that for the first time over the weekend.
Did he like it?
He loved it.
Oh, he didn't get scared?
Not even a little.
Oh, wow.
He's ready for The Shining.
Yeah, my children are very different. Sabrina could make it through the first 5 minutes.
Right.
Didn't even get scared at the end?
No, not at all. Not only that, but I even said it to him, like, buddy, come here. It's, you know, because he knew it was coming. Like, we didn't, like...
The meltdown?
He's like, this is good. This scary part. He's like, no, I want to watch it. I'm like, buddy, like, come here. And my wife was like, she knew the scene was coming and was like, standing on the sidelines, basically.
Ready to block.
And I was sitting behind him, and the scene happens, and all she was saying is like, his whole face lit up. He was so excited to see all of it.
That's so awesome.
So I don't know what I'm raising.
How old is Ellie? Like,
7.
I remember when I showed it to Ty, and I said this on the CADcast, I don't know exactly how old he was, probably 7-ish.
Mm-hmm.
We had to stop we didn't get very far in the movie at all before he got scared. I'd say just like Shipwreck said, like first 5 minutes even possibly. And I had to get the making of disc that came with it because I got the box set. And I had to explain to him show how it was fake. And like, look, this guy's name is Harrison Ford. He is the actor that plays Indiana Jones. Look, here he is smiling and there's the camera and here's the guy who says action. And we watched like 15 minutes of that, and then we were able to go back and watch the movie. But still, at the end of the movie, he was watching that like between two fingers. Like he didn't see very
much.
Yeah, no.
He was like into it the whole time, riveted, jumping up and down at the right points. He was, after the movie, he was running around, flipping a sword around, and then pretending to do the gunshot and falling to the ground.
Good. And then he melted like, his sister's face.
Yeah, he totally, exactly. It resonated with him. He got all the right things. That's good. Totally was able to follow it. Like I said, and Sabrina, though, she wouldn't touch it. She wouldn't go near it.
That's so funny.
So every kid is different. He's 7. He loves it. It's fine. Yeah. She's 10. She's not ready for it yet.
We watched Jurassic Park 2 days ago.
How'd that go?
That went well. 10 is a good age for that.
We tried to watch that because Elliot wanted to see it, but honestly, the first half is very slow.
Yes, it is.
And he got bored and left the room.
Yep. I believe it. Mm-hmm. I was explaining the, we were talking about the philosophies of opening up a park like that during that, during the slow parts like that, and explaining the differences between the book and the movie. There's a weird scene in the movie that doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you remember. It's, you know, the right when they do the tour for the kids in the cars. Like
that he serves chili and sea bass? And why would you do that?
For the kids, you mean?
No, I'm just kidding.
No. Do you remember, like, the kids are there with the scientists and they decide that they're going to give the kids the tour in the car, right? Mm-hmm. Even though there's, like, four people working in the whole park for some reason. They went, everybody else left. Anyway, they're starting up the tour, and it's Samuel L. Jackson, right? And the grandpa who owns the park, and maybe some other dude.
Hold on to your butts.
And they start it up, and each one of them on their faces looks like they have zero confidence that the ride is going to function. Like, oh my God, like, why are we even? It's almost like, why are we even doing this? But, fuck it. It's the grandkids, and not just the grandkids, but the scientists who are there to sign off on the park. And if they don't, then the whole project is dead.
Right.
So why are these?
They had to do it then.
But why did they have to do it right then and there? Like, nobody's working at the park. Apparently nothing fucking works.
Deadlines.
Even Ty pointed out that. He's like, they all look so worried. Why are they even doing the ride? And I was like, yeah, that's a good question. And then I explained to him, and in the book, the old man, the grandpa, never...
John Hammond,
right. He realizes... Wait, what? In the book, the difference is that... I'm trying to think. In the movie, he never realizes that he made a mistake. He says, oh, we can just get it right next time. In the book, as soon as shit starts going wrong, he's like, oh, yeah, I had no business making this park. We can't control nature, blah, blah, blah.
Well, maybe if it had a better director instead of the director of Ready Player One.
Yes. I don't know. Anyway, that was a big hit, Jurassic Park.
Mm. Did you watch that because of Ready Player One?
No, we watched that. No. Nothing to do. There's no Jurassic Park in Ready Player One.
Really?
I don't think so.
I thought I saw a dinosaur running around in one of the...
You know what? There's some scenes where it's just like a huge fucking battle and there's like a million cats. It's just, you know, just like the book where you feel like you're being read a list of things from the 80s. Yeah. They're just trying to jam as many as they can on the screen at one time.
That would make sense. That's what you'd want to see in a visual representation of a list.
Sure. But there's no way you could even take it all in... Because, you know, the camera's like flying all over the fucking place. Everything's moving. It flashes for 3 seconds, and you're like, well, I think I saw some stuff. And then you're like, oh, who cares? All right. Is that enough? Watch this, bitches. Have we watched enough stuff, bitches? So. How about some read this, bitches?
What do you got?
Did anybody pick up the Adventure Zone graphic novel?
No, but it was the New York Times number one bestseller of the week. So
I bought
a lot of people did.
I bought 4,000 copies.
That might do it.
I bought one copy, and I'm not familiar with Adventure Zone, but I gave it to Ty, and I was like, look, I don't know if this is necessarily appropriate for you, but just let me know.
We're trying a lot of things this week, so let's see how this goes.
Yeah, he loves comics, and I think like he would like Dungeons & Dragons, so I'm like, you know what, just Ty, look at this. If it's not appropriate for you, just let me know. So I give it to him, and he's
parroting at its best.
I figured, worst case scenario, it's better than 90% of the stuff on YouTube. So
true.
So I give him the book, and he's just like nose into Adventure Zone, like walking through parking lots, just fucking reading it, like stepping in potholes, all that shit. He's reading it. Then like I'm checking in with him, like, so how's it going over there? And he's like, he's got like two pages left, or a couple pages left. He's like, you know, there's a lot of curses in this comic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, I was like, dude, you tell me this now? Like, you're almost done. He's like, yeah. He's like, but it's okay. So I don't know. I skimmed through it.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling that when you're telling me, see, when you were 10, what year was that? That was 1983.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Eddie Murphy's Delirious when it came out?
That's before or after Raw?
That's before.
Before Raw. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's what the fuck is Goonie Goo Goo.
Yeah. I'm sure I skimmed through it. There's a lot of cursing in it, but I don't mind cursing. If he's going to read, I don't care if he reads curses. As long as he's not saying them, it's fine. He knows that's not appropriate coming out of the
Well, that's the difference.
Anyway, he's read it like several times. And because he's so into Adventure Zone, I decided to buy like the latest Dungeons & Dragons books. And we're going to see if we can get some D&D action going in the hood. We already have interest from another family down the street. So, yeah. Exciting times for everybody.
Good luck.
Thank you. You know what else is exciting? Mack Weldon. Yes, Wombat is all choked up over Mack Weldon. So Mack Weldon, their mission is simple: to make sure that all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and that shopping for them is easy and convenient. Mack, in case you don't know, Mack Weldon is an online basics clothing store. Shipwreck, what are basics? People may not know that term.
That would be your undergarments. And
my garters.
Yeah. And socks and sweatshirts. Like a casual wear type of thing.
Got it. So Mack Weldon wants you to know that they're better than whatever you're wearing right now, and they want you to be comfortable so that if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it, and they will still refund you, no questions asked. And of course, they have a lot of other things, like Shipwreck mentioned. I know that they gave us an opportunity to pick out some things from their website, and I got a very nice hoodie sweatshirt that's super soft. It's a lot nicer than my other junky sweatshirts, and a black baseball hat, but it's made out of like a plasticky material, so you can do sports in it. It's like a sports hat.
For all the sports you play in hats?
When you're out doing your sports.
I do sport. What do you mean? I'm wearing hats all the time, and I'm moving. It's like, was walking a sport?
Yeah, sure.
It's in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's a great hat because it breathes, and if it gets wet, it dries fast.
I wore some of my Mack Weldon socks today to play basketball. That's another sport.
I am wearing my Mack Weldon boxer briefs right now to do this show, which is a sport.
Are they nice and dry?
They are nice and dry. I will say this unequivocally. They are the most comfortable pair of underwear I've ever owned.
I always hear ads for, not good underwear.
These are worth every penny.
Because I got to admit that my underwear is...
Get a pair of Mack Weldon underwear.
I spent like $3.
And you're going to talk about it on the next show. You're going to be like, oh my God, you were so right. I've never been so comfortable sitting down before in my life. And I'm not even kidding.
I believe you.
I honestly mean that.
Because I could be more comfortable. I find fault in my underwear all the time.
I'm telling you, especially when you're like me and you've got like, and it gets hot. And you've got some old man situations going on down there. You need something that keeps it all together, but still moves and breathes with you. And this underwear does that.
I'm
just telling you about what I've got going on down there.
Okay. For 20% off your first order, please visit mackweldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST at checkout. That's MacWeldon.com and promo code CADCAST at checkout for 20% off your first order. We think you'll be very satisfied. All right. Where are we now? CAG news, some shopping news. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Those arcade one-up cabinets that were $400 are on Walmart for $300. Pre-orders, because wow. They're not out till what? Like September?
I pre-ordered one.
You did?
Why not?
I was thinking about it.
I'm curious to know how it is.
I'm curious. And $300 is my curiosity price point for something like this.
My fear.
And I still think they're going to get canceled.
Okay.
Or had the potential to be canceled from Walmart because I think this is a mess up. But I went with the Rampage, the Midway.
That's the one I said I would get if I was to get one.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. And
Gauntlet. It's got Gauntlet, Rampage.
It's got Joust.
And Joust.
And something else. One other one, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's something else. Defender.
Defender, yeah. Joust is a pretty good two-player game.
Yeah,
so. It is.
Mrs. Shipwreck was surprised it didn't go with Street Fighter until I explained that it's just like three versions of Street Fighter in one cabinet.
Right.
And, yeah.
And you're only going to play one, probably.
You're only going to play one. It's still like, whatever, $300 for a
it's not bad, even
Street
still.
Fighter. It's still not bad.
It's just not as interesting as the
it's
other
just, yeah.
offerings.
And they have Walmart has the exclusive on Galaga.
Oh,
the Galaga nice. With Galaxian machine.
No, I think you made the right call there. My worry is that you have to put this together, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It comes in a flat box.
Could it be a nightmare? I mean, for you, it won't be a problem.
No, it won't. Well, yeah. For me, it's not going to be a nightmare. It's going to be, I don't know, a half
a
hour.
Labor of love. It's for you, it's going to be a sexual awakening, I feel. Mm-hmm. For me, it's going to be a fucking disaster. I did just put motor oil in my car, and everything went fine.
Because the first thing I would do when I got one of these things anyways, if it was all put together, would be open it up to see what was going on inside of it.
Right. How is this thing working?
So how am I going to put more games into this thing?
Right. How can I violate the warranty as soon as possible?
It's probably just like a Raspberry Pi
right.
in a box.
But I'm excited. I hope it comes for that price.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Let's remind everybody that we're doing a live CADcast on August 12th at the Long Island Retro Show, which is a great time. You can go to liretro.com to get tickets and check out the huge schedule of activities. They have like a million tournaments going on. They have a ton of other guest podcasters and speakers. It's a lot bigger. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. And
we've got the guy who plays Greedo.
No, he's not going to be there.
Oh,
he's going to
no,
be.
A,
that's your thing.
Our comic expo.
Let's. I'm looking.
We got
at the
Greedo
audience.
This year.
Congratulations. Is he going to wear the outfit?
Try not to shoot your load first. Okay.
Right. How awful is it for the Greedo actor that everybody is going to come up and try to talk to him about Han shooting first?
I think he knows exactly what he's getting into by going there.
It's a trade-off. That's why they're paying him.
And then they pay him money. So,
he gets to eat.
He's being paid.
No.
Let's say he makes $500. It could be more than that. Would you sit in a chair for 2 hours for $500 for people to walk up to you and go, "Hey, who's shot first? Hey, who's shot first?"
No, you would not.
I would not.
I think I would.
Might.
I hope he has a good time.
Right. He's not coming to Long Island Retro. But there's a lot of guest podcasters. Retronauts is going to be there. Stone Age Gamer, 8-Bit Guys. There's a lot. So, yeah. Go to liretro.com. Buy tickets. Come say hi to us. It's going to be
fun. Also, the guy that plays Greedo may be there.
We don't know for sure that he's not going to be there. He didn't say that he's not coming.
You should probably just walk around and ask everybody about Han shooting first, just to make sure that they're not Greedo.
That he's not there.
Right.
Oh, they have an NHL 94 tournament with a commentator. Wow. From ESPN, Arda Okal. It's going to be good. Come. All right. New releases.
Yes. They're going to be good.
Also,
there's really only like one.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff here.
And that's not even like a new release. What else is there?
There is
City Connection?
Semblance. Cheapy and I played that at E3. We liked that game. Cheapy, do you remember what Semblance is?
I do. That's the game Semblance. Where you, it's like a little puzzle platformer where you're a little blob-like character. And that's has cute graphics. And
you jump around
nice
and you rather than just jumping around on platforms, jumping into them actually changes the shape of the platforms and allows you to work through the puzzles. It's cool. It's $10. I'll pick that up for $10.
Yep, it's South Africa's first game on a Nintendo platform.
Way to go, South Africa.
Yeah, how do you like that? That I knew that.
I like that.
I saw somebody tweet that earlier.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Arcade Archives, City Connection. I remember City Connection.
I also remember. I feel like I like that game.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
It's like a Mario Brothers with a car.
With a car. It's got the jumping car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Side scrolling.
Oh, this crap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, this is garbage.
All right. Well, glad we talked about that game.
I've never closed a browser window so fast.
So furiously. With yeah, such so conviction.
Yes.
Anything else?
Werewolf Pinball for the Switch. $2.
All right. That sounds like a game that's out.
Oh,
Hungry
time to
Shark
play.
World.
Time, close your eyes. It's time to play Switch game or not a Switch game. This is either going to be a Switch game that released in the month of July or is not a Switch game. Okay, you ready? D's 2.
Not a Switch game.
D's? No. We're going to say no.
D's 2 nuts. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. It's not a Switch game, by the way.
Got it.
These two nuts.
Yeah.
I just rock bomb at world right now. He's like on his back right now. That's why you don't hear him. Are you conscious still, Wombat?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on Facebook. You were saying something?
What about Ghost 1.0?
Yeah. I'll wait for 2.0.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good name.
I don't have it. There's a game called Lost Phones Stories.
We talked about that last week. Yeah.
Is that a game about people losing their cell phones?
I think so.
Is that about my wife? We can have a whole DLC.
Speaking of that, also a new release this week on iPhone was Mom Took My Game 3? I forget.
Yes, I tried it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I forget what the actual name of that game is, but
I saw
Mom Hid My Game.
Yeah. I played through that. That's fun. Those were fun.
I played
games.
Like 5 levels and then I deleted it from my phone.
Are we talking about phone games now that came out this week? Because I had one in that section.
Mm-hmm. It's in new releases.
I played Teeny Titans 2, which came out on Tuesday.
What do you want? A fucking medal?
It's a good game. I finished the story already. I unlocked 86 out of 96 characters.
Sorry.
It's a big deal in my house.
Is it? Are you the king?
I am the king. My children keep asking me for tips and tricks, and we're all enjoying it.
Do you have your own 900 number?
If you like Teeny Titans 1, you're going to really like Teeny Titans 2, because it's the same game, just with a lot more.
Right. Sweet.
Except it has microtransactions, which is kind of lame, but you don't really need them, so because it's still a paid app.
I saw they actually put Mom Hit My Game out on Switch as well. Not the new one, but the old one, I think.
Is it free?
No, it's like $5.
That's dumb.
It's $45.
The iPhone one is ad supported, so. Got to make that money somehow.
I guess so.
What else we got this week?
We have Mega Man's. They made some collections. Mega Man X Legacy Collection. Mega Max 2 Legacy Collection 2.
Yeah.
And Mega Max 2 Legacy Collection 1 and 2. Right. Is that supposed to be Mega Man and this is just typed wrong?
Mega Max. I don't know. I refuse to look it up, though.
Yep.
I'm going to drink this water instead of looking it up.
Good. And is that it?
What about No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky?
Yeah, I've been playing it on Xbox.
There we go.
Wombat like sort of like did an end around trying to get a code out of Jeff Rubenstein from Xbox, and I horned in on his action by making fun of him and got my own free code. How do you like that? Did you try it at all, Wombat?
I did. I played a little bit of it on the day it came out, which is Tuesday.
Okay.
And by a little bit, I wound up like playing 3 hours without realizing it.
Oh, wow. Are you doing, what mode are you doing?
I'm doing like the survival mode. I was going to play the creative mode. And I'm like, you know what? They made so many updates to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember playing it when it came out and actually enjoying it. I think I played like 20 hours or more of the original. I'm like, I want to see what this is like and play the, you know, play the game for real, so to speak.
And what's it like?
And it's hard. It's still a hard game. But, and you know, there's a lot of tutorial there. But it's also like it's noticeably different in what you're doing, you know, with the building and building those little things to turn dust into things and all that kind of fun stuff. So I'm digging it.
What about the performance improvements for Xbox One X?
It looks really good. I like the third person mode, but that's all stuff that I think is on the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it definitely looks a lot different. The creatures look different. I haven't explored as much. I've only been to, I think, 2 planets and a space station. Because there's basically like a story now.
Oh, really? I just did creative, so I don't.
I'm doing the other one where it, like, you're getting distress signals and it wants you to go to specific places. And when you get to certain places, it tells you, teaches you how to do things, like how to build certain things to do things. Which is why I wanted to do this version, why I wanted to do not survival, regular. We'll call it regular. Why I wanted to do regular, so I could kind of do all of those things and kind of figure out.
You know what's good, though?
Because I think you'd like that version so much better because you like, it's funny because I'm usually more the casual guy, but I'm really enjoying this. And you're more the survival guy and you're doing the casual thing. You should try the other thing.
I did try the other thing on PlayStation. I did plenty of the other thing and it's fine.
I know they changed it.
But you're still gathering resources and you have to
Still gathering resources. The things that are, I haven't had that many issues with my inventory filling up. Like I haven't had that yet at all, which is great. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a big improvement. But I do feel like I'm possibly losing health faster than I would like. I think that's sort of where I think it could use a little bit of a tweak, maybe for me at least. But I'm still enjoying it and I still like, you know, going to those planets and building a scanner. And, you know, taking pictures of animals and all that kind of silly stuff.
I like instantly being able to build anything and everything.
Yeah.
And
so
just
you
like,
have
here's
that.
My super base.
Okay. So you just, you don't have to, you don't need resources even to build things?
No, you just push a button. You can upgrade your ship, everything. Boom, 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 boom. Everything awesome. Bam. Oh, I can fly now.
You don't have to worry about fuel or anything?
Nope. I make fuel. When I'm flying through Pulse Engine, I get more fuel somehow.
I don't. Whatever. You sound like you're doing something better than me.
It's good. I'm telling you. And it looks, it does look amazing. I will say, I will recommend if you're playing on the One X to switch it. You can choose performance mode or I forget what they call the other one. But I think you want to do performance mode to get the better frame rate. I still think like.
Isn't that the default?
No, the default is the other one.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, because I noticed it was looking a little chuggy. And these games are going to look fine at like really good at 1080p with like the effects or even 1440p if they can do that. It doesn't need to be 4K. It can still look like fantastic. I'd much rather have the better frame rate.
I'll check it out. Yeah, if we weren't doing this show tonight, I'd be playing it.
Especially for you, Wombat, because you're on a 1080p TV.
Yep.
It's going to render it to 4K. I don't know if it's a 4K game, but it's going to render it to something higher than 1080p.
It is. I think it's a 1X enhanced game.
It's a 4K special. So it's going to render it at 4K, and then it's going to drop it down to 1080p. So, for you, definitely switch to the other one. Maybe it does it automatically for you.
Okay.
Maybe, maybe for you it was done automatically because it knows you have a 1080p TV.
It might. Again, I'll have to double check it. I thought it did, but I also very well could be wrong. But it's a really good game.
It's fun.
And it's a lot of fun. Cool. And it's sort of amazing that this game is technically 2 years old and the changes they made as someone who played the original game, you know, and it's still kind of cool. And I want to go to more planets, but I want to finish this. Again, there was this weird story mode didn't exist before. So now I'm like into that. I want to see where this is taking me. And when it ends, is that it? And then I can just go and explore. But now I'm like more comfortable in what it is I'm doing.
Right.
I don't know.
So they've been working on this game for
a long time.
It came out in what?
It came 2016.
Out like 2 years ago. So then they showed it at E3, I think 2 years before that, maybe?
Maybe three.
So they've been working on this game for several years. There's no DLC. It was no paid DLC as far as I know, right?
No, I mean,
microtransactions.
They could have made No Man's Sky 2 instead of this.
It's a small team, so I'm surprised. Like, it seems that this is a very
It's on sale on the PS4, and it's essentially the same game with all the same stuff and all the upgrades. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool that they did this.
It's interesting.
I think they cared about their product and wanted to.
Yeah.
Do a make good for everybody.
But that doesn't pay the bills though, caring
about
the product.
Well, a lot of bills were paid up front with this one. They sold a lot of copies of this.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
That's cool though. I mean, they didn't.
Yeah, no, good.
I think
good
it's
on
admirable
them.
And unusual, which is why.
And it's weird because this is almost like the second time in 2 weeks where there's been a game that, you know, where there's been a major update. This one is more impressive because it's 2 years after the fact than, say, Shadows of War, which had only been out for less than a year, but still that
was
major
weird too. That was a weird
that
thing too.
That one's maybe weirder.
Is that one? I mean, because again, that's all because I played more of that over the weekend, which is the only reason why I bring it up. And I, as I've mentioned the week before, it's like I thought I was right at that part where the microtransactions kind of would have kicked in, and I was. I was like one mission away from getting to that point where you would have needed the microtransactions. And I can't imagine how awful that game would have been if you were forced to basically have to buy these loot crates in order to get the people you need to fill your castle.
Yeah, it's weak.
And that game was released like that. And the fact that they realized it, so, you know, the amount of time it took them to realize that was a problem.
Yeah.
Mistakes were made.
Yep, and now they're selling that game for $20 with the season pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, it's another good deal.
Is that it for the new releases?
Yes.
How do you
yes
know?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Shipwreck says so. I believe him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hentai Memory for the PC.
Okay. Well, then let's do multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught because it's a big week, Wombat. You know why?
Why?
It's the first thing.
Oh, did the stupid hamster come out?
Yep. And his name is?
Gerbil Butt.
Wrecking Ball.
Gerbil Butt.
He can shoot a harpoon and then swing around
out of your butt.
Like a wrecking ball.
Got it.
I was not good with him. He's complicated. What's that?
That's his name, too?
His name is Wrecking Ball. The character's name is Wrecking Ball. The hamster's name is Hammond. The pilot of Wrecking Ball, I guess. I don't know a lot about the lore of him, of Wrecking Ball, or Hammond. Just, I've told you everything I know.
So, wait, you're not playing as the hamster?
You're playing as the total package. The hamster is driving Wrecking Ball. That's all.
Okay.
It's not that complicated. It's okay. Not as complicated as Assassin's Creed's game editions for, what is it, Odyssey? Is that the name of the new one?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
That was a very impressive chart.
I didn't make that chart.
I know. I wasn't giving you any credit.
Yes.
Or blame.
That chart that shows all the different editions of the game, and there's what, like five or something?
And you uncovered uncovered a conspiracy.
There's this, because it bothered me when they announced it. And then when I saw the chart, it bothered me again. And I feel like more people should be talking about it.
Let's talk about it.
So you got the standard edition. Right?
Right. $60.
$60. The normal just the base game. And then you got that Ubisoft special edition one that Ubi does with every game, where for an extra, I think it's $10, you get like downloadable doodads that usually are good for like 10 minutes.
Right.
And then there's the gold edition, which traditionally was $100. And that would give you your, those downloadable doodads and the season pass. Mm-hmm. But no more.
Mm-mm.
Now the gold edition just gives you the season pass and not the downloadable doodads.
No doodads?
No doodads. Now you may be saying to yourself, but what if I want the everything package that if you bought the last Assassin's Creed would have been $100? Mm. Well, now you can get that for $120 in a new fourth version of the game.
Mm.
And that's digital only.
Oh. Huh.
So enjoy your digital only version of the game for $120.
If you want the doodads.
If you want the doodads and the season pass.
Remember when...
Or you could get the just season pass version for $100. Or the... wait, here it is. The... No, that's... Yeah, that's Odyssey. Wait, let me click on it.
Which is the one that's going to be on clearance in Target?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The gold edition is $109.
That'll be the, that'll be the deluxe edition, I believe. Or maybe the gold edition. No,
it was
the gold
edition last time.
It's the gold edition that will be on clearance at Target.
So that's the one with the season pass and no doodads.
Right, that's the one you're looking for.
Well, if it's $30, I'll be happy with my no doodads.
And that is a digital code for $100. Or the Steelbook edition for $110. Same game.
Can you imagine the meetings to come up with these editions?
If you want, like... so if you buy the gold edition as a digital code, it's $100. But if you want the gold edition in a box, it's $110.
What's that called?
That's the Steelbook edition.
Boxes aren't free edition.
Steelbox edition.
Oh. Steelbox edition.
Got it. So there's five editions.
Yes.
It's a lot of editions.
At all different prices.
That's a lot.
Yep.
That's why they need a chart.
Standard for $60. Deluxe is $80. Gold Steelbook for $110. Gold Digital for $100. Or Ultimate for $120, also digital only.
None of these come with a sword. Which store has the best pre-order bonus?
I think the only bonus you get, as I say, I think the only bonus. Oh, pre-order for early access to the Blind Kingdom mission.
Oh, we got to make a chart. We got to take that chart that Wombat tweeted out, this one that we were talking about, and then make a new chart that has all the pre-order stuff on it, like the pre-order exclusives, and combine them into a mega chart that nobody can understand.
This is so dumb. Don't buy this game. That's what I'm going to tell people. Wait.
I think you'd be fine just getting the standard edition of it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. Ugh, just wait.
When you break it down and you see, okay, I can get basically the full game for $60. Or I can play twice as much of that just for the add-ons as well. It starts to not make a whole lot of sense.
No, none of it makes any sense. I don't understand it at all. I'm in the same situation. I still haven't decided on which version of Spider-Man to get yet.
I know which version I got. I got the one that's coming with a console.
Right. Oh, yeah. You pre-ordered that.
Damn, Chip. It's buying everything.
I know.
Buying
I'm
arcade cabinets, buying fucking PS4 Pros.
Meanwhile, I'm wearing a cardboard belt over here.
Right. I've been holding out on the Pro because I was waiting for something like this. Something that
Pro
I
is
liked.
Lame. I got to say, the PS4 Pro.
This one has a Spider-Man logo on it.
Does it sound like a vacuum cleaner? Does it have a different ventilation system?
Does it come with a digital version of Spider-Man?
It comes
though?
With the $80 digital version.
Okay.
Which, if I'm going to spend $80 for the game, I might as well just throw a little bit more in there and get a console with it.
I think it's not a little bit more. That's a lot of it more.
Right.
Because I'm debating if I'm just... as I am a hypocrite at heart, like, do I want that $80 digital version of this stupid Spider-Man game? Because I want to look like movie Spider-Man?
That's lame.
It is lame. I hate myself.
Okay. What else we got here in multi-platforming?
We talked about Shadows of War, okay. which I played over the weekend. And that's, again, that update is definitely makes the game better by far.
Good.
That's a fun game.
Yeah.
I'll throw that out there, too.
I played a bunch of that, sure.
That's still a very good game. I didn't realize I had sunk 50 hours in that game until I started playing it again. And I have to give a shout-out to Tornado Barrage, who sent me a copy of Kingdom Come Deliverance, gifted me, Xbox gift.
Oh, is that a listener?
Yeah, it is a listener.
I didn't know what the fuck was happening. So is this the company that makes the game?
No, this is the part where Wombat gets users or listeners.
Right. Listener, I didn't know what was happening. I wasn't sure.
The Wombat promise. Remember, this was your idea.
I know, I blew it. Sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut.
So Kingdom Come Deliverance.
I have not had a chance to play it yet.
Thank you, Tornado Barrage.
Good job.
Yes, thank you.
I wanted to just mention this because I got excited when I read it. Mm-hmm. The Star Trek Bridge Crew game is getting an update that has Star Trek Next Generation stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I think, let me see if I read this right. Yes, you don't need it to play on VR anymore.
Oh.
Which I think I would like this just fine without VR.
But do you use a controller or do you use like those weird wand things?
I guess you use the controller. Oh, I might be talking about the computer. This could be just for the PC. I'm not 100% sure because I'm reading on Rock Paper Shotgun, which is a PC site. I see it's only, it's DLC, the Next Generation thing. It's $15. I don't even have the original game. All right, I got nothing. But I think I would play this. I love Star Trek.
It's okay.
What do you mean it's okay?
I played it.
Oh, you did?
Yes. At that guy, my wife's friend's house, the husband that had the whole VR set up in his basement.
But don't you think it would be cool to not play it in VR? Wouldn't that be better?
It's very slow.
But I'm slow.
That is true.
Can you sit down in a chair like Riker now in VR?
Oh, like all weird.
Slouchy?
In that weird position.
Yeah.
Where you put your leg over, over sit.
Oh. Well, I can do that in my chair in real life.
That's because you're a tall man.
Yeah. We talked about No Man's Sky. I think we're on the CAG bag.
All right.
Fantastic.
Doesn't that sound right?
It does. Yeah. No, that's right. It's the right time of the show.
So many.
We've done this for an hour.
Okay. I'm sweating. It's 78 degrees.
Tell me about it. I'm like Schwitz in here.
Ty had his ping pong lesson today.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody will enjoy this. And usually it's just Ty and the instructor, but today there was another 10-year-old who was taking a lesson. He was really good. And then at the end of the lesson, the woman who was coaching the other 10-year-old asked if I would play a game against him. And he looked pretty good. So like I was actually a little concerned that I was going to lose to a 10-year-old again. But I did. I just want to report to everybody that I really beat him badly. I beat him like 11-3, 11-5.
Did he cry?
No.
Then you didn't beat him bad enough.
He didn't cry, but I was proud. Is it wrong to be proud, to feel pride in beating a 10-year-old? I mean, I could have just as easily lost to him, I felt. So I was boasting a little when I was telling Mrs. Chibi that I beat a 10-year-old. I think, I don't know. I think you would have been impressed if you saw a video of it.
I'm sure.
I don't know. It's as weird as that sounds. And right before I played him, I lost to a 75-year-old. A guy who can barely move.
I'm going to find his podcast and hear him bragging about beating a...
Kicking my ass?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a podcast, but it is impressive how...
He's more of a ham radio guy.
It's possible. That's one of the great things about ping pong is that you can...
Although you're going to say that's one of the great things about ham radio.
No.
It's fun for all ages.
No. Is that you can kick ass at 75 and at 10. I mean, this kid not so much, not against me, but soon he'll be... Maybe when he's 11. Maybe when he's 11, he can take another shot at
the king. Why don't you ask one of the questions you got here?
At Gaming Groceries asks, do you think gaming is advancing so quickly that we'll have another game industry crash like after the E.T. game came out.
No.
No.
That's no. stupid.
Companies
it's not stupid, but
do a much better job of, I mean, most companies, and especially the bigger ones, do a much better job of not hanging themselves out to dry potentially, which is what did in a lot of these companies back in the day.
They also don't have to produce as many product.
Yeah, they
right.
They have so many other forms of revenue for selling these things too that if something flops, they can quickly
yep.
adjust. There was no adjusting back in the Atari no. days.
I was reading about Acclaim because I was thinking about, I don't know, I was thinking about Long Island and gaming and stuff, and I was like reading through some articles about how they went under. And yeah, it's exactly, back in the day, you could have one game be a failure for you, and that's the end of your company. Not just the studio, but the whole, you know, the whole company is done. And they somehow think that, like, it's like gambling. It's like straight up gambling. Like this next game is going to be the one that hits and is going to save the company. And it's like a long shot. And, you know, of course,
they put up a good fight.
They did. They hung in there.
They had that South Park license.
They had that
BMW Triple X.
Oh man, I'd play that.
I saw a guy wearing BMW jeans today.
What are those?
Those are jeans, and they had it. I mean, they had a BMW logo on the back pocket. I don't know if he put that there himself or.
I don't know. I'm curious.
I didn't know. He was an Asian gentleman. I'm going to type in BMW jeans and see what happens.
I'm doing the same thing.
I think they are a thing.
BMW.
Yeah, BMW. That's what they were.
They are, I guess it depends on where you buy them.
This is from a Russian website.
I'm looking at Amazon.
I don't see a thing on
Amazon. Looking at Bob
BMW. BMW Genuine Motorcycle City 2 denim pants, size small. $212.
That makes sense. They're there for motorcycles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect jeans. Yeah. I'm going to go pick up some of those.
They range from $200 to $300.
Are you going to buy some Ford jeans, Wombat?
I would. I bet they're a little more affordable. Oh.
Well, you know, they're going to stop making sedans and start making SUVs and jeans.
Well, I have the SUV already. I'm halfway there.
At Semi Frocky asks, what's the nicest thing Shipwreck can say about Wombat off the top of his head? Go.
I'm thinking. Wombat, he's dependable. He's a dependable Wombat.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
That's like when you can't think of anything good.
Well, I
would help you, but it's, you know, it's the question's for you.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, this semi frocky.
You don't want to throw too many of them out.
Yeah, he didn't say cheapy.
Right.
You could say like, oh, he's a good friend. You could say something like that.
No, he is. That's true.
That's a
I mean, not my words, but your, but yeah.
This is going just as awkwardly as I hoped, by the way.
Shipwreck's not much for emotion.
I'm really hoping that I just assume that he didn't see the question ahead of time.
I did not.
Yeah,
and,
no.
I was looking at the. There was other questions.
Oh yeah, I skipped ahead.
Yeah, you skipped past. I went so right I was for not.
That
one.
Oh.
No, I like Wombat.
This isn't my first rodeo.
Right. No. I like Wombat.
Okay.
Very much. That's the nicest thing I can say about Wombat off the top of my head.
Beautiful.
After a couple minutes.
I will take it. It's not quite love, but I'll take it.
Right.
Right. Well,
right.
Well,
you are correct.
You are correct, sir. And realizing that there's no other question that could possibly top that one, I think we'll just wrap it up right there. remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, I know that Thorbon is looking for somebody to help him out at the CAG booth at the Classic Game Expo this weekend in Austin, Texas. He had an issue pop up. So if you are available at Thorbon,
don't tag him on Twitter. He hates that.
At Thorbon3 on Twitter. Hit him up. And I don't know what else. else? Oh, let's remind everybody, of course, to hit up MacWeldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST to get 20% off your first order. MacWeldon.com, promo code CADCAST. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
There it is.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
We've made living biological attractions so astounding that they'll capture the imagination of the entire planet.
The most phenomenal discovery of our time.
How'd you do this?
Becomes the greatest adventure of all time.
Can I touch it?
Sure.
Universal Pictures presents.
You feel that?
Hold on to your butts.
A Steven Spielberg film.
Fences are failing all over the park.
Yeah, that's nice. Gotta go.
An adventure.
Look out! Go!
I can't get Jurassic Park back online.
65 million years in the making. Jurassic Park.